It's really such a vexing issue in really all of oncology. And again, you hear more and more in terms of the issue of cost. And if these agents were extremely inexpensive, I don't know that we would be as sort of upset about people trying sort of different things. But, and I don't really know what the answer is about the cost thing. What are your thoughts on that?
The cost issue comes up every time. We have to respect how much money we are spending. But chemotherapy also has a lot of cost as well. And drugs like Iressa and Tarceva were picked on because they were oral pills and they did cost quite a bit. But when you compare 1 month of treatment with a drug such as Tarceva versus 1 month of treatment with a chemotherapy, you're actually ahead. Now, when you get into the antibody spectrum, where they are intravenous and they are given the manner that they are, that is a very high cost. So I believe people want more demonstrated activity in phase three studies before they start making that leap of faith to do combinations, etc. But it is very encouraging what we're seeing with drugs like rituximab, with trastuzumab, now with Avastin and Erbitux. And so the antibody subset of drug development seems to be a very promising one.
It's interesting, too, when I interview investigators outside the United States in many different tumors, how different their responses are because they're so much more restricted in terms of what they can do.
That's absolutely correct. The amount of drugs that we have available here in the United States, we are clearly spoiled compared to the rest of the world. Many of these countries don't even have a drug like Tarceva approved, and it may be years before they get a drug like Avastin even approved through their agencies. There is a high emphasis for cost and cost benefit in these areas. But then again, if we had such a pessimistic outlook for lung cancer, we would not be even treating these folks with chemotherapy because 2 months of benefit with chemotherapy at one point in this country was deemed not acceptable. When we finally did demonstrate that people had improved quality of life and clinical benefit with chemotherapy, the culture changed.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, all those countries, many of them will pay for example, adjuvant trastuzumab or rituximab. So I guess it's just a question of how much evidence you need before you're willing to make a national commitment to invest dollars in it.
And we even have the same problem in certain public arenas in the United States. Not all of our public hospital patients have access to these drugs either. And we do see them and we do have more limited choices there. So there are some tough choices being made even in our own county hospitals in the United States.